I asked the question of Mayday going into break, how many combined penalty minutes, regular season penalty minutes, the two of you would have? And he came up with a pretty good answer. What's your guess?
Jeez, I wouldn't know, guys. They're all good penalties, weren't they, Brad?
No cheapies.
5,816 between the two of you.
That's a lot of sitting, isn't it? Think of more goals we could have scored, Brad.
You sound like you're in a great mood ahead of a game that's required to save your season.
Yeah, definitely. It's not where you want to be, but sometimes the first game we played really well, but a hot goalie, and he did it again last night, so it wasn't a fluke. But you just got to take it one game at a time. I know it's an old cliche, but it's one of those things where I've been in it, and everybody's played hockey in the playoffs has been down, just like the Rangers. We thought the Rangers would come back from down 3-1, and now they're up 2-0. So it's like you can get on a roll just as quick as not get on a roll. So it's a big game for us.
I know I'm asking this question. It's going to bug you, but you going with Stolarz in goal?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Okay. See, that's... Remember a few years ago that when you hosted the Memorial Cup and you guys won, and I asked you that, and you almost punched me in the lip about who you're going to start in goal.
I got old. I mellowed.
You have mellowed.
That's because he's more annoying in person.
That's true. That, huh?
Now, you said you didn't mind your first game that much. And you can't do anything about it, obviously, but yeah. How tough was that 35-day layoff?
You know, I thought we had good legs. We're a little rusty shooting. We missed the net a lot. And I'm hoping now with two games under their belt that they get back in the feel of the puck more and shooting and be more accurate. So, and we're a little jumpy being here and stuff. We were, nerves a little bit. So I'm hopefully, we know we're playing a tough team against Guelph. Hopefully we calm down and just play our game.
Hey, Dale, being a coach, how do you impart your experiences on your players? Obviously, you've played in a lot of these, do or die situations, number one. And number two, how do you go about running your team? You're hosting the Memorial Cup and trying to limit all those distractions, from family, friends, and obviously just the fanfare in London.
Yeah, the kids have been pretty good, here. It's a great atmosphere, but they know what's at stake, and you have to relax. You have to be in the zone, and I think that what NHL guys do in big games like this is you got to get in the zone. You got to be ready to play, but you can't be too ready that you can't play. So you have to be in a zone, focused on what you want to do.
Is it as simple as just finding some goals from your forwards?
Yeah, it is. Again, we were jumpy with it, and when you're jumpy around the net, you're not bearing. Like, we had two penalty shots, we had breakaways, and we're not finishing. So hopefully with two games underneath us, that the guys start feeling good with their sticks.
Dale Hunter's with us, the head coach of the London Knights, as they prepare for the final round-robin game at the MasterCard Memorial Cup, requiring a win to force a tiebreaker. And this is a significant one because you're facing the your OHL rivals in the Guelph Storm. In playing an elimination game like this, is there any advantage that you can impart on your players, on your organization, because you're so familiar with Guelph?
I think both teams, by playing the playoffs, we know each other pretty well. There's no secrets on the ice.
But it's different than playing Val-d'Or or Edmonton.
Yeah, it's different because, during the playoffs, it gets heated on the ice. So the guys know each other. And it's like anytime you play a team so much that you get to have rivals against certain players on the ice. And you're matching lines, so you're playing against the same guy, for five games and now a game, six games in the last, month or so. So you get to know them, and sometimes you get a little bitter. But we took too many penalties last game. We got to be more disciplined.
So you were at the final a couple of years ago, semifinal last year. You got some unfinished business here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the kids know. Most of, their core were there two times in a row, and now the third time here. They know what's at stake, and they've been through it. So it's not a surprise to them how tough the tournament is. And just that we didn't play well that first, especially the first game, we didn't finish. We played well, but we didn't finish. And then you start gripping your stick. But I feel like the two games are going to really help us. I think we're going to play real well tonight.
Do you see any trends in this being your third straight trip? Or are the tournaments all different?
No, it's it's another level because you get the best of all the league, and I, you know, we have our league here, but then it's another step up. And when you go to Memorial Cup, and that's what, that's why the fans all come. It's great hockey because it is another step, and it's the elite teams of all the junior teams.
Being at home, being a must-win situation, given the history of the previous 2 years, and you've talked about them squeezing the sticks a little bit, what do you say to your team before a game like this to try and make them relax?
No, you just don't. You know, you're not ranting and raving at them. You're just basically, guys, go have fun. We're a good team, and we are. We just got to, you know, we're a little rusty, and that's what we do. We got two games now, so it's no excuses. Let's just go out and have some fun.
Dale, the one question I get all the time when people ask about the Memorial Cup is, what's the difference between styles from the West to the Ontario League and the Quebec League? Can you tell our audience, you know, just maybe in your preparation, is there a different style of game that's needed?
I think, like, out West, you see they're a big team, and you know, they're really disciplined. And they play hard out there. They really play hard. Like, Edmonton is a team that's going to bang you around, and they got, you know, big D, so it's harder to get to the net. And the Quebec League is, you seen them last night, they're opportunists, and they got some scores, and they play hard. They're not as big, but they skate well, and they're opportunists. They don't take many chances to score goals.
You taking care of Kipper out there?
Yes, we are. Okay. He's a pain, but we put up with him.
Yeah, well, he went home in a paddy wagon the other day. The whole crew did, but it was by convenience. But you're not a big speech guy, so what's the over-under? I'll give it to you, 45 seconds, your pregame speech to the guys, over or under?
Well, you know something, though? I just tell them that we had meetings this morning already. Mm-hmm. We had video and stuff, so to let them play, they're the ones that go on the ice, and they're the ones that got us here the last 3 years. So it's a credit to them, and they'll go out and give their damnest.